Welcome to AcademicCast, Texas Tech University's bi-weekly podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight integrated scholar Lee Cohen, a professor and chair of the Department of Psychology. But first, the news. The Rawls College of Business will welcome students to its new building this spring. Located off Flint Avenue near 9th Street, the building spans nearly 150,000 square feet. The structure has a more modern appearance and is better equipped to foster learning in the digital age, says the college's namesake, Jerry Rawls.
Well, the old building suffered from institutional design, if that's the right word. It looked a bit like an Internal Revenue Service office on the inside, and you walk through this building and it's anything but that. It's all about the image. It's about the spirit. It's about the facilities, the technology. One of the cool things about this building is that these classrooms are fitted to the nines with information technology, video, audio, projections, recording. Oh, fabulous learning tools.
Rawls also believes that the facility will enhance the university's appeal to students and strengthen faculty recruitment.
This building is going to be key in recruiting in the broadest sense. I don't care whether you're recruiting somebody for the business school, the engineering school, or you want a football player to come here. The answer is they're going to bring them over here and they're going to walk through this building and say, this is the kind of school that Texas Tech is. And my hope has always been that the impact of this building is going to be on our ability to attract the very best and brightest faculty members.
Construction on the new Rawls College of Business began in late 2009 and was completed near the end of 2011. The structure cost about $65 million and was funded through donations and university support. Two teams of researchers from Texas Tech and the Health Sciences Center are taking their cancer studies forward after winning an internal funding competition set up by the institutions. One of the winning proposals aims to develop microneedles for administering cancer treatments. The other winning proposal focuses on the characteristics of breast cancer cells that metastasize or spread to the brain. The internal funding competition enables the winning teams to better compete for external funding from agencies such as the National Institutes of Health and the Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas. Texas Tech is bound for Washington, D.C. this spring to defend their national title at the College Chess Final Four. The team moved into the Final Four after a strong performance at the Pan Am Intercollegiate Championship in Fort Worth. There, Texas Tech tied with New York University and toppled Princeton, Columbia, Washington, and the University of Toronto. In addition to NYU, Texas Tech will be joined at the Final Four by the University of Texas, Dallas, and the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Lee Cohen is a professor of psychology. He also serves as the chair of the Department of Psychology in the College of Arts and Sciences. In addition to his teaching, Professor Cohen's research in smoking cessation and service contributions to the psychology department and the psychology profession have set him apart as an integrated scholar. Provost Bob Smith calls attention to his achievements here.
Professor Lee Cohen has long been driven to help others. As a young man, he aspired to become a physician. When he entered college, however, Professor Cohen's career goals changed, along with his perceptions of how he might treat others who are in need.
Kind of what got me into psychology, I really wasn't as interested in doing surgical procedures or pumping people with medicine. When I was an undergrad, I, on a whim, took a psychology course. It made a lot of sense to me, and I enjoyed it, and I took another class, and I enjoyed it, and the other classes that I was taking, they just didn't have that impact on me. So it's kind of maybe a fortunate accident that I learned that I could kind of combine psychology and working with people with chronic illnesses.
Professor Cohen's interest in psychology led him to graduate school at Oklahoma State University. It was there that he decided to focus on addictive behaviors.
When I was in graduate school, I knew that I wanted to do something in the field of health psychology, and the person that I wanted to work with actually studied nicotine. Nicotine's always been just a good model for substance abuse. The field is huge, and there's constantly new ways to measure different aspects of nicotine addiction.
Nicotine continues to be the center of Professor Cohen's research. He began teaching at Texas Tech in the year 2000, and in recent times, up to half a dozen doctoral students will have worked in his laboratory. Professor Cohen also collaborates on studies with the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center here in Lubbock.
My current research program looks at healthy alternatives that are easily available in the environment to help people quit smoking, and my focus is really on confectionery chewing gum. Another area is trying to get medical professionals trained and have access to the clinical practice guidelines as well as referral sources to help get their patients to quit, because physicians see a lot more people in a day than psychologists can see, and they're kind of the frontline medical care.
Professor Cohen supplements his teaching and research by serving as chair of the Texas Tech Psychology Department. He also reviews grant proposals and serves as a peer reviewer on papers prepared for publication in scientific journals. Additionally, in his efforts to serve the wider scientific community, Professor Cohen is assistant editor for the journal Addiction. Overall, he has been able to accomplish much through his teaching, research, and service because he views the three endeavors as complementary.
In terms of thinking about how to manage the teaching, research, and services, not think of them as being mutually exclusive. In our field, our training model here anyways is a scientist practitioner model. And that's where you get trained to be a scientist and you get trained to be a practitioner, and both kind of inform each other. So you become a better practitioner through your science and you become a better scientist through the practice that you engage in.
Professor Cohen believes that junior faculty members can also make significant contributions when their teaching, research, and service projects are interconnected. Similarly, Professor Cohen's attentiveness to his work has enabled him to stand out as an integrated scholar. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. You can learn more about Professor Cohen and other integrated scholars by visiting our website at academicast.ttu.edu. And finally, Academicast would like to congratulate School of Law graduate Jason Jordan for earning the third highest score on the Texas Bar Exam. Jordan and more than 2,700 other examinees from across the country sat for the Texas Bar in July. Overall, 90% of the first-time test takers from Texas Tech passed the bar. That concludes this edition of Academicast. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic news from Texas Tech University. See you next time.